We are Surya and Cusco, and we come to the earth this day to invest a quotient of fire and spiritual light into the environs in which you live and deep within the earth for the stabilization of this sphere, Terra, in the light of God that always prevails. The ritual, blessed ones, that you have now engaged in this day has accomplished a certain action whereby the light of Christic cosmic peace has wrapped the earth and assuaged all and a certain radiance that has bestowed grace, beingness, and presence throughout many dimensional spheres of awareness, planes of consciousness. And levels where angels of the sacred fire have gone to perform cosmic surgery, as it were, to raise life and to bless the evolutions of Earth. These beautiful songs co-created by conscious ones upon earth have truly blessed and bestowed, as you have sung them, a very fine and divinely delicate radiance. That is an antidote to war, division, and strife. Truly, blessed ones, it is the alchemy of love, as you have known it from deep within your hearts, that through your singing and your devotional stance toward the Divine One represents the highest offering of your souls to the universe. And as angels have merged with you during this hour of intimate communion with the great central sun, the Elohim, and divine beings who represent peace and love, there has been inculcated in certain sectors of the earth an action of protection and the sealing of the astral plane from certain eruptions that could have occurred that would have brought about the demise of many. Yes, blessed hearts, when true devotion is invoked by conscious ones in a ritual such as this, there is extended to mankind by the very hand of God blessing and grace. There is a sacred anointing of souls, of peoples, even of nations and continents, by the hand of the Holy One. And there can be mitigation of all manner of the proliferation of darkness, the spreading of disease, the mass consciousness, unwed to the divine, transmuted, and the lifting of many burdens upon many life streams at many levels of awareness. Oh, how devotion to the Most High God rises as a divine incense and holy aroma to literally feed the fountains of the Divine Mother with the essences of the heart's love of initiates of the sacred fire, whereby angels of mercy, angels of kindness, angels of divine design then sprinkle the light essences from the altars of the Most High God throughout many spheres, including your earth, to raise life, to secure many in their divine design, and to safeguard the holy plan vouchsafed to the Great White Brotherhood in this time for the enlightenment and freedom of millions. Oh, blessed ones, when you sacrifice something of your lesser self, even as you give of your greater self, in devotional songs and praise and hymns to the Eternal One, you yourself are blessed in this sacred procession of light and divine sound, harmony, and symphonies of light carry on waves of divine consciousness your devotions, your adoration to many planetary spheres. And there is a new harmonic established. There is a new divine design co-created, whereby the kingdoms of this earth truly do merge with the kingdoms of heaven. And there is a sanctification and glorification of all in the radiance of the Holy Spirit, who comes to breathe new life into you and into many for the great restoration that is required at this time in Earth's history. Though we have our scientific formulations that are very specific in how we attend to the needs of mankind and how we adjust the frequencies and the oscillations of light and darkness around and within the earth, our work is made easier, blessed ones, when you are in attunement with the central sun, the atom of divine beingness, of your own great God presence. And when you, in a harmonic state of inner and outer peace, stable and your mind and heart set, are there to anchor the cosmic wave patterns that we send forth for this action to occur and for true equilibrium to be maintained throughout the earth. It is a conscious attitude that one may establish within oneself to always maintain harmony, inner joy, and divine radiance. And when any devotee so fulfills the law of being in this matrix of perfection, there is drawn into the earth sphere itself the new blue wave from Sirius. God ideals anchored within the higher minds of mankind, and a new way of light modeled within the lives of initiates of the sacred fire. Yes, we work with the Manus. We work with the lords of the rays and the Buddhas of divine radiance. And in our work, the holy frequencies bestowed upon and within the earth are there to affirm and reaffirm what God established in the beginning of the creation itself as pure love, givingness, wholeness. Yes, blessed ones, when you call to us, Surya and Cusco, we rekindle the blue fire, white fire sun within your higher being, and a new radiant stream of God consciousness, whereby you may be trued again to your holy purpose and fulfill your reason for being here at this time, in this place upon earth today. Now we coalesce this blue fire, white fire radiance around each of you, and especially around the pilgrims who will soon be journeying to Canada and the northern climes of North America. We shall ray forth through your causal bodies, through your atmic bodies, through your solar bodies, divine quintessences to affix within the areas in which you walk, engrams of God power, protection, and perfection, dearest ones. You see, there is much more that occurs within these sacred journeys than you know in your outer minds. For as our holy brethren upon earth, and those who can, by divine decree and the power and will of the Almighty, anchor these energies, you are utilized in ways and means that are truly magical and representative of adepts and those who we rely upon to maintain harmony and cosmic stability upon the earth. The trek upwards is worth the inconvenience, the cost, and even at times the strain upon the physical vehicle, the mental body, and the emotions of our beloved ones. You see, you are all captivated by God in this alchemy of spirit. And there is the distribution among you as you are able to maintain and hold that balance, strains of darkness to be transmuted within your hearts and beings and auric fields. And therefore it is always essential as your primary work to be in league with and in tune with your divine presence, so that this transmutative and powerful action that allows for heaven to descend into this plane to occur by God's grace through you. Now the Elohim whom you have invoked affix certain cosmic solar energies around the earth, and the seven with their complements stand, raying forth the dynamism and power and glory of God in an infinitude of radiance and divine joy. O blessed ones, we shall not leave the earth bereft of our presence, our love, and our light. It is time that the light prevails fully upon and within the earth, first through our initiates and then through all the alchemies that are in the process of being fulfilled through the holy missions of those whom we have sent to earth to save this planetary sphere. Elohim, now complete the work of this day through this action of your crystal beings, as there is an acceleration of God power, wisdom, and love, and all the virtues of purity, the science of being, peace, and the alchemy of violet light joy. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now. Blaze forth your cosmic rays now, O co-creators of worlds and systems of worlds. How great is God, and how great are those who are attuned and one with God in what they fulfill as co-creators within the universe of all beingness. Now, blessed ones, there is the extraction from this planetary home of certain evil strains of darkness from the deepest levels of the astral plane, from the atmosphere itself, and from the 33rd level of hell. And cosmic angels that you would say are muscular and mammoth in their appearance and God power, capture bind and remand these life streams and force fields to the great central sun for cosmic adjudication by the 24 elders and the Lord God himself. This action could only occur at this juncture of time through the work of holy initiates who have cried and cried to the Most High for intercession and for deliverance. And so the Lord has heard your prayers and your heart's call and answered this day through what we together have initiated, have invoked, and now have seen manifest. We thank you, Blessed Hearts, for the magnanimity of your givingness day after day in these morning broadcast services, for you see, though many were called to the altar, you have been those who have taken seriously this work upon you as your primary focus, and thereby cosmic blessings have ensued, and the grace of God is now yours to experience in the bliss of your presence and in the power of the Word, the Logos, as it has flowed through your throat chakra, your very essence. Thank you, those of you who have been true to the Word and utilizing this divine science of holy affirmation, of divine decrees, invocations, and devotional singing. You have truly mitigated much suffering and forestalled dark prophecies for months, for years, and in some cases decades. For this, we, Surya and Cusco, are grateful and bless you. Again, with our appreciational joy and sealing action of light. Peace be still and know the I am within you, who is always there. On behalf of the Lord God, to win the day through the power of that peace and through the joy of the new day, we thank you.